Early in the article, you recount being spiritually inspired to devote your life to dancing. Can you talk about that? Exactly what happened?
Exactly what happened? That's a tricky one because in some ways I think I don't exactly know. I was going through a difficult period of my life directly before college. I'd thought that I wanted to go to Brown University and be on the equestrian team and study journalism and dance and sort of do it all in this hopeful, eyes maybe a bit bigger than my stomach kind of way.
So a dancing journalistic jockey.
But you could say, yes, yes. but yeah, I got waitlisted and it gave me this period of time where my immediate hopes had not panned out in a clear way. My family was going through some difficult things, and there were a number of elements in my life that felt like they had been a bit unhinged. And my father, who is a pastor, often references these stories that are part of the Bible, and he talks in particular about this image of Jacob wrestling with God and how he had this encounter and he wrestled and he was injured as a result of that process. And he had this shifted experience that kind of rocked his world and made him know that he had come into contact with some sort of powerful divine entity.
Mm-hmm.
And so my father said, well, you're having a hard time. Go to the monastery. This is the place that he goes and take some time to think about these things.
And it's not just anyone and everyone that has a monastery just down the road from where they live.
Right. So in Conyers, the Monastery of the Holy Spirit is there. And so he sent me out there. And I remember thinking, you know, I can't expect to come away with some answer written in the clouds, go to this college, or this is what you must do.
A big finger coming out of the
right.
sky.
But there was one evening when I took a long walk and I just felt moved to begin to dance. And I just started kind of moving and started dancing and then just got completely into it and completely taken over by it. And I just danced and I danced and I danced and I danced out in this field. And I remember just falling on the ground and it being so clear to me that I, that is my love. And so it is a very clear sense of vocation for me. It feels like a calling that I very much embrace because of how true it feels to my own experience.